There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to the Sunday edition of Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Sitting across the board from me, Mr. Tim Dennis. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening.
Well, we had a good night last night. Interesting talk, talking about the evil empire, Disney.
Yeah.
And it's
evil.
It's portals to other worlds, dimensions, and hell. It was kind of strange, wasn't it? Good show. Interesting. A little bit off
other
of...
points in between.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
A little bizarre, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I got the chance to give a shout out to our good friend Dan Masnick for the birth of his two brand new beautiful little babies that were born the other day, twins. So, and then, of course, my kids, I got to say hi to them because they were up late last night listening to Daddy. And now you have somebody that you're interested in taking a moment to shout out for. Is that right?
I do, yeah.
All right, Tim.
The
floor is yours, man.
Give me a second. Do you have something to mention? Something coming up
for
Halloween?
I could do a couple different things.
Go ahead and do that. I got to get in the mood, baby.
All right, we'll get in the mood. Here are a couple different cool announcements. Again, join us for our first ever annual Darkness Radio event. We're going to be, or Darkness Radio Halloween party, I should say. We're going to be at the Haunted Palmer House Hotel in Sauk Center, Minnesota on Halloween. Party kicks off at 9, goes to 1:30 in the morning. You can meet the entire Darkness Radio crew. Tim, myself, Nicole, Susan, Bree, Adrian, we're all going to be out there having a fun time partying with you guys, getting wild and having a little bit of fun. Costume contest, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we're actually going to auction off that night to the people that attend the party. We're going to auction off 10 spots to go ghost hunting with us from 1:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the morning. So you can be a part of that. The money's going to go to help the veterans home there in Sauk Center. For all the information, go to darknessevents.com. Another cool Halloween deal, we're going to be in the Anoka Halloween Parade, Tim.
Yeah, we are.
So we're going to be out wandering around, shaking hands, kissing babies. So come on out and see us at the Anoka Halloween Parade on October 25th. And then finally, I've got a cool little contest that we're adding right now, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for all of the authors out there, Marley Gibson, if you're listening. All of the authors out there, we've got a really cool little deal that we're going to do here. We want you to submit your scary short story to us. It's going to be, you know, I don't even know how to judge words-wise, Tim. What do you say, 1,500 words, 2,000 words or less?
Yeah, about 1,500.
Yeah, between 1,500 to 2,000 words or less. We want it so that it can be read possibly on the air later on and be no more than about a 10 to 12-minute story read out loud. And we'll be pulling your stories. We'll be judging them. And we're going to have our esteemed panel of Darkness Radio celebs, Tim, Adrian, Susan and Bree, along with Nicole, reading over the stories and choosing our favorite 10 stories that we can get out there. But we need these right away. So if you're interested in being a part of that, just email me at dave@darknessradio.com and make the subject line scary story contest and then just include your scary story. We'll read through them. Please do spell check. I'd appreciate that. How about you, Tim?
I would appreciate that, too.
Yes, yeah. Please use your spell
Otherwise,
check.
Otherwise, there's certain words you can read on the air that aren't the word that they should be that the
That's
FCC
right.
doesn't like. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we are going to be giving away, Tim, check this out.
All right.
We're going to give away a Darkness Radio prize pack to the first winner, which includes a Darkness Radio hoodie,
mm-hmm.
a Darkness Radio coffee cup.
Right on.
We're also going to give out one of Bill Chappell's speaking units from his website.
One of his children?
No,
oh.
not one of his speaking
right.
children, but one of the, I can't remember the name of the kit right now. It's the talking unit, I think it's called. You can see more information about that on ghostshop.com. It's about a $59 value, so you get all that cool stuff in there. Second runner-up is going to get a coffee mug and one of the talkers, and then third prize that we're going to give away, you get a date with Tim Dennis.
Hi.
Hey, pretty groovy, huh? How hard do you think your girl's going to be writing for this story now, huh?
Pretty hard.
Yeah, I thought so. She's going to be.
Yeah.
But she's going to be shooting for third place. What do you think?
Well, so it might not be that good of a story. Once upon a time, Tim came out of the bathroom. Boom.
That's right. Okay. So we've got all that going on. We've got some other cool stuff heading up, too. But are you ready to make your announcement yet, Tim?
I'm ready.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
Speaking of authors.
Yes.
A very special, special author. Oh, yeah. Marie D. Jones. I see you, my future sugar mama. It's your birthday today, girl. Don't be scared.
That's so beautiful, Tim.
I know. I'm about to kick game. Okay. Watch me, nephew.
All right, let's hear what you got to say.
I hear today is a very special day for you. It's your birthday, baby. And daddy's going to make it very special for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's going to be a party for two, all right. You and me. We don't need to have it at a fast food restaurant with a clown or orange high C drink. Oh, no, girl. I'll give you all the fun you could ever want. The latex I'm bringing ain't the balloons, baby.
Okay. Oh,
and you don't need to buy a new dress because you got a perfectly good birthday suit I want to see.
Oh, no, Tim,
in
stop.
Fact, we don't even need a cake. I got a birthday candle.
Timothy,
you can
please.
Blow out all.
No,
oh,
sir.
Oh, all right. Well,
come on.
That's it. But happy birthday, Marie. That's
Marie D. Jones. She's one of our favorite authors. We've had her on the show before.
My future sugar mama.
Yes. She wrote that awesome book along.
Science.
Yeah. Science, PSI, science. And she also did a book on 2012. That was a part of it, and we hope that you will check that out and wish Marie D. Jones a very happy birthday. Speaking
now,
of authors.
Now that I did that,
yes.
I just got to say I love you, Michelle. It was all a parody. Don't go nuts on me.
I don't believe him. He loves her in an unholy way.
I do.
We're going to go to our
I love
our
Michelle
book critic.
In an
Since we just
movie.
Got done talking about books and all the cool stuff, we're going to go to our first speaker for the night. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome resident Darkness Radio book critic Susan Cummins, all the way from Seattle, Washington. Good evening, Susan.
Hello.
Wow. She's chiming in as Adrian tonight, apparently. She's channeling our English.
Yeah. I'm channeling Adrian.
Very cool. So now, what's our book of choice this evening, Susan?
Well, our book of choice this evening, actually this last week, because I read one a week, is When the Ghost Screams.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a good book. That's Leslie Rule, right?
It sure is.
I love that book.
Washington native.
Yes.
Yep, I've met her mother many, many times. So when I was looking for books, I saw her name and picked it up. And so many surprises in this book.
Well, now, explain real quickly, too. Who is her mother?
Her mother is Anne Rule, and she's a famous author. She is a Washington resident. She lives here in Seattle. And she does true crime stories, unsolved murders, mysteries, etc.
Right. She does. She's an awesome author. We had a chance. As a matter of fact, it was at our first Stanley event 2 years ago. We actually had Leslie Rule there. She came out and did a talk about ghosts, fascinating stuff, and she's written a whole bunch of great books, but you're talking about one of my favorites, so let's dive into it while we can.
Oh, well, you know, it's so funny. I had no idea what was in this book. So what I like about it is that it was lots of little stories, so you can get interrupted because I'm really, really busy. So it's nice to be able to read a story, put the book down if you're in the middle of work, because I like to bring books with me to work. And I found some great things. I found stuff about Seattle. I found stuff about your city there. Have you ever read the little book she has called The Bridge to Death, talking about the Washington Avenue Bridge in Minneapolis?
Yes, I have.
Like
I said, I've read the book. I'm a big fan of Leslie Rule. It's a great, she does just fantastic books on the paranormal. I'd highly recommend everybody go out and Google her.
Oh, well, you know what? I was thoroughly entertained, and I kept turning the pages, reading about places I've been, places I want to go, all about Eastern State Penitentiary, and then I got to Marvelous Marvin. Did you remember Marvelous Marvin?
No, I don't off the top of my head. Maybe once you start going, you'll get it.
I was surprised and tickled to see Mark and Debbie Constantino.
Oh, that's right.
They were the key folks in Marvelous Marvin, and I was giggling all the way through saying, those are my friends. They're awesome. And, of course, they were just, you know, surprising the author right and left with all their fabulous EVPs, which we know. They're just wonderful.
Right, and if you want more information on Mark and Debbie, you can check out their website. It's spirits-speak.com. We've had them on the show in the past on EVP, but if you missed them, go back into our archives. Or you can go check out their website at spirits-speak.com.
And, of course, EVP stands for Electronic Voice Phenomenon. And I've had the pleasure of working with them, and they're They're wonderful. Absolutely love them. So going through this book, all the little stories that they have and their pictures, and then I get to Seattle, a place that we all went to, which was the Seattle Underground, and found out, you know, information on the Seattle Underground and why, you know, it's so haunted. They did quite a few lynchings right at the entrance to the Seattle Underground. I don't know if you remember, Dave, when we were there.
But right.
It was pretty paranormal, pretty active. Come to find out that, you know, there were murders there as well. So besides its wonderful history, it had a darker side, I guess you could say, to Seattle way back when, you know, the sheriff wasn't keeping a rein on the folks in Seattle.
Wow, very good. Yeah, it was a great book. I really liked it. I don't know, out of the books that you've read, and what would you call it, like an anthology, right? It's got a bunch of short stories about all these haunted places and giving all the background and information and things that she found during the investigations, correct?
Yeah. It one thing that frustrated me as a paranormal investigator and just a wannabe know-it-all, some of the stories were great, but they sort of left you wanting more. You know, they were really short, sweet, told right. you about the ghost, told you about, you know, the happenings, but really didn't give you much more information. So they're just little teeny stories that are interesting and full of information. Some of them I wanted to know more, which is great because it makes you want to go see these places or perhaps look up these places to see what else you can find out about them. So from that standpoint, you know, very interesting, enjoyed it, just wish I had a little bit more information on some of the little stories that she had, because it just sort of left you saying, okay, I want more details.
Right. Now, you've
but
got...
Great book.
What would you rate it, 1 out of 5 ghosts for this evening?
Oh, you know, I thought it was really well written, but again, it left me wanting more. Some of the stories just didn't give you enough information. They were just a little too short. Some of them were great, gave me a lot of information, enjoyed it, laughed, you know, went, ooh, wrote it down, looked it up on the internet, saying, ooh, when can I go out there? But it's probably about 4 out of 5 ghosts.
4 out of 5 ghosts. Now, Timothy, our lovely Nicole last night was talking to us about how she's going to be on Care 11's Minnesota Showcase, or Showcase
yep.
Minnesota.
Showcase Minnesota, yep.
On October 20th. She's going to be talking mm-hmm. about the 5 horror movies that nobody's seen that they should see.
Mm-hmm.
So she's branching out into TV, but guess what?
What?
She's been two-upped.
Two-upped?
Two-upped.
That's one better than one-upped.
That's right.
I know that.
Because our lovely Susan Cummins out of Seattle ain't going to have Nicole being the only girl on TV.
Oh, get up in her face, girl.
That's it. Susan, you're going to be on TV out there in Seattle.
I am.
When is this going to happen yet? Do you have an air date?
You know what? I believe it's going to be around the 27th. I am working with Fox Television here in Seattle, and we are showcasing 3 separate locations in our Haunted Seattle Showcase, you know, sort of on the heels of Halloween.
Very cool. And you're gonna be on, are there going to be 3 different episodes, or is it 1 episode with 3 different little vignettes?
I think it's going to be 3 different segments. I don't know for sure. I chatted with the producer. We've already been to 2 locations. We went to the Seattle Underground because we had such a great time when Mark and Debbie were out. And, of course, Dave, you were with me, and we went
right.
down into the bowels of Seattle and old Seattle. So we went back and took Fox with us and actually got some great EVPs there. And then we turned around and we went to a place called the Century Ballroom, which actually was built in a building that used to be a morgue. You know, morgues tend to be the theme of a lot
right.
of these places. Next, we're going to a place in Post Alley that also used to be a morgue and is now an Irish pub.
Very cool. And people can actually, when this happens, you'll shoot us the link so people can see it on the website, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Yes, because we want to promote you, Susan. We want people to see how lovely you are and see you out in the field doing paranormal investigations.
Well, what was really cool is I actually had, I'm going to use the obelisk with me the next time, which is going to be fun, and I'm excited to be able to use that. But we were doing some EVP work while we were being filmed in the morning. Now, Dave, you're the one that told me, don't give up. You know, I was sort of upset we had to do the segment in the morning. You can always get great evidence. I was surprised. I got an EVP at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty exciting.
Well, you guys got to remember, as paranormal investigators, time is irrelevant to the ghosts.
Yeah, but I didn't expect it, but I've had EVPs every time I've been out, so everybody keep your fingers crossed that I get some more great evidence next time we go out.
Great. Well, Susan, thank you very much again. As always, we'll talk to you again next weekend with a brand new book. And thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with national news correspondent Bree Sanders. You're listening to Darkness Radio. And this is Darkness Radio, your home for paranormal talk radio every Saturday and Sunday night, 9 p.m. to midnight. Again, if you miss our live shows, you can always check them out. They will be on our site. You can subscribe to our podcast there so you never miss an episode. You can also check them, download them right off the site. Hey, another cool quick announcement I got to make. Our good buddies Zach, Nick, and Aaron from Ghost Adventures, you got to tune into the Travel Channel this Friday. Their brand new series airs the 17th, Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel. They are good friends of ours. We're looking forward to their success. Everything I'm hearing from the first episode, it's going to be amazing, folks, so I hope you'll check it up. It is going to be on. Let me see if I've got the first episode is at Bob Mackey's Music World. Once a slaughterhouse casino and now a country western bar, the place has a long history, including satanic rituals performed by the it was performed on the premise back in the 1890s, and a woman murdered there was never found. They've never found her head. You can find out all kinds of information about that. You can go check out the amazing stuff that's going to happen. It's going to be on the Ghost Adventures show on the Travel Channel. For more information, you can go to travelchannel.com and then click on Ghost Adventures to see that. You can also check out the Ghost Adventures official site at, I believe it's, Tim, do you know that off the top of your head? Is it ghostadventurescrew.com, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Ghostadventurescrew.com. So check that out. It's going to be a great show starting October 17th. Add it to your TiVo. Add it to your recorder so that you don't miss that episode. Now, ladies and gentlemen, calling in from the beautiful state of Missouri, we're going to go to our Norse
correspondent.
I can't get this stuff right, Tim. Someday, maybe I should just, we should have a pre-made little amp that just brings these people in so they get the real read. What are you thinking there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Missouri, please welcome Bree Sanders. Yay! Good evening, Bree. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we've got some interesting stories to go over this week, huh?
We do.
All right, where are we starting off this week?
We're going to start in Delaware.
Okay.
Just kind of a weird little story. A hospital in Delaware is being sued by a woman who claims that she was mistaken for dead and put in the morgue after having a heart attack. Judith Johnson, she's a 61-year-old woman. She went into cardiac arrest. I guess she went to the hospital having a heart attack, and she actually went into cardiac arrest about 45 minutes after getting there. And I think it's the Beebe Medical Center. I'm not sure on the pronunciation, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Now, the staff administered, you know, a bunch of medicines and shocks, and then they declared her dead. She was sent to the morgue, and in the morgue, a staff member noticed that she was still breathing. So, and also, during resuscitation efforts, the doctors, I guess, they didn't give her enough oxygen. So now she's got all these problems like liver damage, memory loss, seizures, just, you know, all this stuff. But the doctors at this medical center, they claim that this actually happens once in a while, and it's called Lazarus syndrome.
Okay.
It refers to spontaneous return of circulation. So you kind of die and then come back without any help. So they point out that since 1982, there have been at least 25 reports of this.
Really?
Kind of freaky, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. People, yeah. So, and again, Lazarus from the Bible who came back from the dead, and that's it. Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like you had to die in order to, for the, whatever that was getting you to die off, and then it kind of rebooted itself, like a crash in your hard drive, huh?
Right.
Wow, interesting stuff. All right, where are we off to next?
This one was crazy. There's actually a Fisher-Price toy out. It's a long name. It's called Little Mommy Real Loving Baby Cuddle and Coo.
Okay.
Now, parents in Pennsylvania and Oklahoma are complaining that the doll speaks pro-Islam and satanic messages. Now, the people are hearing what they think sounds like the sentence, Islam is the light. And also, they think they're hearing Satan is king.
Really?
Yeah, and it's more, you know, it's several people. It's not just a random incident. It's, and I mean, Target and Walmart have pulled all the versions of this doll from their shelves.
So how much are they going to be going for on eBay now, Tim?
I'll have that next week.
Yes, you should. That's. Did you hear this, Tim? The doll is pro-Muslim. What was it, pro...
Islam,
not Muslim. Sorry, yeah. Islam and Satan is. Actually, Tim, you have some of that audio, don't you?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, my little baby doll.
Oh my God, that's crazy! All right, So people are going to be looking for that doll tomorrow. Now we're going to start a run on it. I bet people are looking right now as we speak on eBay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Nice to know. What else have we got going for us?
In Ferndale, Michigan, there's an adult student, a 20-year-old named Darren. He, this week, threw holy water on his teacher because he believed that she was a witch. And I guess he had threatened her about a month ago, and they didn't go into specifics about what he'd said to her, but he had confronted her about Arthur Miller's The Crucible, which is kind of focuses on the Salem witch trials.
Right.
And I guess a month later, he throws holy water on her, and he says to the police that he was trying to purify the teacher with the holy water, and he also said that he had a lighter and he wanted to, quote, burn the witch. So it's pretty crazy. He's being charged with assault and battery, but he's actually free on bond, so it's funny.
Well, assault and battery now just for throwing holy water at somebody?
Yeah, and probably for threatening her.
Well, I guess, yeah, the threat.
He's basically saying he would have burned her if he could have, so.
Can you go to spirit jail then for doing that to spirits?
Yes, exactly. Crazy. All right, what else do you have for us here before we go to our next break?
Oh, I have a really weird one.
All right, hit me up.
Okay. There's a man named Philip Boubway from Maine. He asked a judge to allow him to have his dog, who he calls Wife, next to him in court. Philip Boubway has admitted to sleeping with his dog and was refused permission to have his dog by his side in court as his wife. He even wrote a letter to the judge and signed it, from Philip and Lady Boubway, and even ended it with his signature and a hand-drawn paw print. Now, Mr. Boubway wants to attend the trial of his father, who tried to kill him with a crowbar when he found out about his relationship with the dog. Mr. Boubway, who is 44, told the judge, and this is his quote, he said, "I'd like my significant other to attend by my side if possible, as she was present during the attack, though not witness to it, thank goodness." The judge responded, obviously, by saying no. Well, I thought that was hilarious. I had to throw that in.
Where's the sting of puppy love there, Tim? I was expecting to hear a little Donny Osmond thrown my way as soon as she mentioned that story.
Oh, I got better songs than that scenario.
Black Dog by Zeppelin coming up soon?
Oh, something.
Oh, geez. Well, we're going to take our break here, so stick with us. Bree, I can't wait till you get to the good stuff now. So you're listening to Darkness Radio. We are going to be back, and we've got a cool topic for you at the top of the hour. We're going to be back with alien hybrids and how to film UFOs. So stick with us. It's going to be amazing stuff with alien secrets. We'll be back. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. I knew it was coming, Tim. You are evil.
Well, you call for it, and I'll give it to you.
I know. You
do. Something like that. That sounded kind of dirty.
You're listening to Darkness Radio. All right, Bree. How often did we deliver a song for you to impact your story so quickly right after that, huh?
I know.
All right. Where are we off to next in the world?
Actually, this is kind of on a sad note. I read this week that Glenn Beulah Cemetery in Hoboken, Wisconsin, which is said to have paranormal activity, has been vandalized this week. Now, police say that 7 headstones, at least, were pushed over and either damaged or destroyed. I think it was Wednesday night. And no arrests have been made, but I think desecrating a grave, which pretty much, I guess that's what that would fall under, it's a felony, and it's punishable by, I think, 18 months in prison, something like that. So.
Well, yeah, and you know what's really sad, folks? Tim and I talk about this. Our good friend Dusty Smith, the author, has a whole organization about trying to save graveyards. You know, if you want to get out there and investigate the paranormal, this is one of the fears we see in this field, because so many people now, they watch a couple episodes of Ghost Hunters, and then they're self-proclaimed ghost hunters, and they're out in the field, and they're in these cemeteries, especially the younger teenagers. Guys, have some respect, because unfortunately, you'll soon make it to the point where nobody's allowed to get into any of these locations anymore that are great places for you to kind of cut your teeth and are good breaking ground for us in the paranormal field. If you want to go out to, old cemeteries to do some work, especially ones you know to be haunted, don't go out there and desecrate the place. It's just, again, think about it. If it was your mom, your father, your sister, your brother, and how would you feel if somebody did that to your family's grave? Even if the graves are old from the 1800s, it's still related to somebody. And I just find it's a real crime and a shame. And I know, unfortunately, Bree, I just read 2 more stories today of it taking place in other states as well as in England. A lot of the cemeteries are being desecrated, the haunted cemeteries.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it
happens daily, it seems like.
Yeah, that's just not a good deal. But so, folks, come on, really, pull together, use some common sense. If you want to go out and investigate, show some respect. You know, there's a great cemetery in Illinois called Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. And this cemetery is just known for the crazy stuff that happens there. And a lot of people that have been able to get permission to legally go in there and investigate get great response. But a lot of the reason that they've closed it down and made it illegal to even get in there is because there are so many idiots like that that go out there. They party at night. They're having sex. They're drinking. They're desecrating. They're spray painting on gravestones. It breaks my heart to just think that stuff's going on. And again, for paranormal investigations, it ruins the field for everybody. So hopefully you guys will think a little bit more about that before you move on. And now I will climb off my soapbox. Where are we off to next in the United States?
We're going to New Jersey. Asbury Park, New Jersey had its first organized zombie walk this week.
Awesome.
Yeah, more than 200 people dressed as zombies and staggered through town. They're hoping to make it an annual event. We actually had one of those here in Kansas City. I think it was a year ago. And I got invited. The person that told me about it, it was too late for me to go, but I would have loved to have seen it because they say, you know, the highlight of it is it's hilarious for people who aren't, expecting to see an army of zombies walking down the street. I mean, it's got to be crazy,
I've got my whole zombie survival kit mode ready to go at any time. So I tell you, I walk out of McDonald's and I see a street full of zombies. bodies are going to start flying, Tim. I'm just going to be in my little purple PT Cruiser nailing people left and right.
Can't the zombies outrace the PT Cruiser?
That's not what I'm worried about. I'll hit them and my car will fall apart.
Well, there you go.
I'm not prepared. All right, so where are we off to next?
I'm going back to eBay news.
You know what? Real quick, let me make a mention, Bree, and you were there, Tim. When we did the Eastern State Penitentiary investigation,
yep.
One of my favorite parts of it is, you know, we're in this beautiful old antiquated prison, and everybody goes down these long, dark tunnels to investigate, right? And they all kind of break out into their little cells and everything.
So I went and grabbed Dave Lovingly.
At the end of each hour, I yell out, it's time to change, so everybody can come out and switch and move around to different parts of the tunnel. And my favorite part is when I yell, time to change, and then look down the tunnel and everybody starts filing out. It's late at night. It's dark. And all of a sudden you see all these bodies just start coming out of cells and they start ambling down the hallway. Remember when I showed you that last time, Brie? I put the flashlight down there and everybody's covering their eyes and snarling. It was...
Yeah.
I love the whole... That we do our own... Listen to her. She's just not as impressed as I was.
Yeah,
yeah, Dave. I have stories that I'm here to talk about. All right, go ahead. Where are we off to next?
On eBay, the car in Ghostbusters, it's the Ecto-1.
Yes.
One of them is for sale on eBay. It's a remake of the Ecto-1. It's a 1959 Cadillac ambulance. And it's not, there's three of them, I guess, and the two of them they used in the films. This one was actually made for the Universal Studios Park, and it's been there kind of on display for 15 years. So it's, like I said, it's only one of only three Sony-authorized Ghostbuster 1959 Cadillacs. There were two, let's see, yeah, that's it. This one was built exclusively for the theme park, and I think it's at about $46,000 right now.
Wow. Speaking of eBay purchases, Tim, do you remember, I think it was a week ago, the lovely Bree brought to us the story of Patrick Burns having his thermal imaging camera on eBay.
Yep.
And Bree, always wanted to sniff out a good bargain, bought it. She reports on it and then buys it.
You can't do that. That's not being objective in reporting the news.
Screw that. She swooped in. She got it for like $1,500 less than it's selling anywhere else.
Wow.
She's like, Schrader.
So bad, too. When I knew I had to promote it on the show, I was sitting there. I wanted it so bad.
No wonder she was just kind of saying last week, Patrick Burns is selling it. Hate that show. And he's going to have that camera on. I think it sucks. I wouldn't buy it. But, you know, it's on eBay.
It looks really good, piece of junk.
Yeah. So, Bree, you want it. That's cool. You're going to actually have it out at the Stanley event, right?
He's bringing it to me at the Stanley, thank God, because he's going to kind of walk me through how to use it.
Look at this, folks. Not only did she buy it, but she has the star of Haunting Evidence delivering it to her and giving her a tutorial. Let's just hope it doesn't end up all kind of, Rob Lowe-ish in your room with the night vision camera. No, Bree, it's better if you just lay on the bed and let's see if I can get it to focus.
Oh, man.
All right, where are we off to next?
Anyway, we're off to Michigan. Now, this is funny because this is really similar to something I spoke about a few weeks ago. something in Michigan, and it's, I guess it's kind of all over the state. It's attacking livestock occasionally, and it's scaring residents. There have been hundreds of sightings throughout the entire state of what people believe are mountain lions. They've even caught them. Some people think they've caught them on video. Now, the National Park Service has even posted warning signs at one of the national parks there after a worker said that she was stalked by a big cat. A 900-pound horse was mauled there recently by what I guess the veterinarian says he thinks that it had to be a mountain lion. The horse has large claw wounds. The vet says they're obviously feline in nature. And I guess 3 years ago, a 1,200-pound horse was killed nearby in a really similar attack. And after the worker at the National Park reported being stalked, the Park Service spent months, I guess, driving, you know, hundreds of miles of park roads and trails looking for proof of these big cats. And they used motion-detecting cameras, and I guess all they got were bobcats and coyotes and weasels and stuff like that, but no, you know, mountain lions. But I don't know if you got the video, Dave. I sent you a little video.
Yes, I did, and I forwarded on to the lovely Mike G, our web guy, and he's got it up in the news section. So if you go to darknessradio.com, click on the news desk, you'll be able to see by Bree the story is up there, and there's some actual video, right?
Right. It's actually okay. Just kind of video of the 900-pound horse that was just attacked. He lived, but it's the owner, and they kind of show his wounds and the vets there, and so it's interesting. It's pretty bad. I mean, it was pretty bad, whatever got him, so...
All right. Wow. So, you know, that's the other problem. I'm going to get back on my pedestal here, Tim. You know, here in Minnesota,
pretty small pedestal.
Yes. Here in Minnesota, we've got, they have these like little fairs out in the boonies where you can go out and buy all these exotic animals, Bengal tigers, lions, all these crazy animals that just do not belong in our environment. And then you wonder, you know, they start getting a little out of control. They start getting a little big. People are releasing their animals. They get out of the enclosures. You know,
what's wrong with a 70-foot boa constrictor in my apartment? It keeps the rats out.
Nothing, as long as it stays in your apartment.
Oh.
And well, I will not be visiting you anymore.
The neighbors want to pet it?
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that, Tim. This is frightening. All right, you got another one here for us before we go to break?
Sure. Do you remember last week we kind of talked briefly about the Ted Bundy ghost?
Right.
I just have, like, some more specific details about it I thought you might want to hear.
Okay.
A retired guard... who he wanted to be anonymous. He was interviewed by the Tampa newspaper. This was at Florida State Prison, obviously. He states, this was his description of what happened. He states that shortly after Ted Bundy was put to death in the Florida electric chair, guards, including himself, would go into the room where the chair was located, and there would be Ted sitting in the chair. And he wouldn't be strapped in or anything. He'd just be sitting there smiling at whoever came in the room. And his description of the smile was like he knew a secret or some kind of a menacing smile. And I guess when you would approach the chair or speak to him, he would vanish. And at one point, I guess it got so bad that you couldn't even get any of the guards to go into the room. And other guards claimed to see him in his cell, his former cell, and they all kind of had the same experience. They all claimed that he spoke to them, and they all reported the same thing, and that was that he said, "Well, I beat all of you, didn't I?"
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a little unnerving.
Yeah, but it was
kind of
cool.
Very cool. Well, we're going to take our last break here for this hour, Bree, so stick with us. And all of you, you're listening to Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Darkness Radio, we're here with you every Saturday and Sunday night, 9 p.m. to midnight. Thank you very much for spending your time with us. Join us in our live chat room if you're listening online, or if you're listening at home and you'd like to join in and talk with other people interested in the paranormal, go to darknessradio.com. On the left side of the screen, you can click the chat live link, and you can join in the fun, talk with other like-minded individuals. It's going to be great. Hopefully that you'll check that out and be a part of it with us. Another quick couple of mentions. Hey, you can come out and spend Dave's, Darkness Radio Dave's 41st birthday with him, Tim.
Yeah, I hear there's going to be a puppet show. And
no, free... but we do have clowns.
Oh.
Evil killer clowns. We're going to be at the Mentone Inn in Mentone, Alabama. It's a really cool old bed and breakfast. There's 12 rooms. She's going to make it for the weekend. If you want to come out there, only $88 a night for the rooms at this place. Normally, I think it's like $120 a night. You can get them for just $88 a night. To come on November 22nd to see me, I'll be doing a couple of talks, and then we'll be ghost hunting that night. Only $25 for the whole day, Tim.
And then when it's time to change, they'll yell, happy birthday instead of
to change. So it'll be turning 41. You guys can come out, have a piece of my birthday cake, shake hands, say hi to me, and let's go ghost hunting for my birthday. For more information, you can call the Mentone Inn. Call 800-455-7470. Again, that's 800-455-7470. This is being brought to you by the Mentone Inn and also by NAPS. That is the Northern Alabama Paranormal
Something
Syndicate, I think. I'm sorry. I know Deb's going to kill me. Deb Collard set this up and has invited me out to be a part of that. So hopefully you'll join us out there. Also got to make a quick mention coming up next weekend, Tim, October 18th and 19th, the Healthy Life Expo. We're going to be out at the Hopkins Eisenhower Community Center. It's located at 1001 Highway 7 in Hopkins, Minnesota. And we're going to be out there with a table. You can come out and meet Tim, myself, Adrian. We might even try to have Nicole swing by and stop in. So for a full panel of what's going to go on there, you can check out the website at MediaMaxEvents.com. Again, that's MediaMaxEvents.com. And I'll tell you what, we'll take the next four callers. We're going to give you away a couple of free passes. For each caller, you get one pass to get in free for the Healthy Life Expo, which will be taking place next weekend at the Hopkins Eisenhower Community Center in Hopkins, Minnesota. You can give us a call and you'll get a free pass just by calling in and talking to Tim right now. Also going to mention that we're going to be at the Minneapolis Indie Horror Fest that's taking place on the 20th of October at 7 p.m. It's an 18 and over event. They're going to have three horrifying full-length feature films from Minnesota's finest directors and writers. It's going to be a great time. A lot of cool stuff. We're going to have a table there so you can come out and say hi to Tim, myself. We're going to try to drag Nicole Remini against her will out there to join us. I think we might even drag Adrian in on that too. So be there if you have information, you want more on that. It's going to be at the Rock Nightclub in Maplewood, Minnesota. For ticket information, call 651-770-7822, 651-770-7822. We're going to go back now to national news correspondent Bree Sanders. Thank you for waiting there for me, Bree.
It's okay.
Hey, I've got a quick story I wanted to make a mention of. You know, we're going to be going back out to Waverly Hills in May of 2009, mm-hmm. and there was a story out of Louisville, Kentucky. They're mentioning, again, in 1926, Waverly Hills had actually held 400 patients suffering from tuberculosis. The current owners of Waverly Hills Sanitarium are, if they can have their way, the old hospital may start housing people again. They plan to turn the South Louisville landmark into a paranormal hotspot. Waves 3, Scott Harvey, reported on the plans, and it does come with a hefty price tag. Nowadays, it's a destination for ghost hunters and paranormal enthusiasts, and the owner of the sanatorium actually hope that that same interest will come and keep the building filled all year long when it becomes a true haunted hotel. Charlie Mattingly bought the property 7 years ago. He has plenty of ideas on what to do with the place, and at one time, he even thought about turning it into condos. The South End needs new business, Mattingly said. They need a spur. They need money to come in from somewhere else. He hopes when there'll be plenty of money coming in, when he converts the old hospital into a hotel. We figured that this is the best way to give back to the public, said Charlie Mattingly. And Charlie, they lead tours there all the time. We're doing a live event out there. He says that they're going to need around $18 million. He just hopes to see this dream of building a world-class destination. You know, he just doesn't want to see it fail. The place is beautiful. It's really neat. And, you know, for the hauntings, it's not a scary place in the fact that there's not ghosts chucking knives at you and trying to be freaky. You know, it's patients that passed on from tuberculosis, former employees that seem to haunt the place as well. Just a really neat team. And we're going to be out there in May 2009 doing a live event. And if you want to join us, you can get all the information at darknessevents.com. We also do a charity auction there. We auction off all kinds of cool things, including a private ghost hunt with either Chris Fleming or Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence and Dead Famous. Also, Mark and Debbie Constantino, the EVP experts, offer up a free, or not a free, but a personal ghost hunt. You get to hang out with them for about another hour and a half, 2 hours, and get to ghost hunt with them as well. So hopefully you guys will check that out with us. Now, where are we off to in the United States for our next story, Bree?
Actually, I just wanted to mention, Waverly also has a haunted house that they put on until November 1st.
Yeah.
It doesn't have an age limit or anything, but, you know, Waverly's fun. For anyone that hasn't been there, it's a great place. You should definitely try to go to the event. When did you say it was, May?
Yeah, we're going to be out there in May 2009.
Yeah, it's definitely probably the coolest place I've been, haunted place.
Yeah, it's one of the most active places I've certainly done the events at, and we do them at the Stanley, Queen Mary, Eastern State Penitentiary, Rolling Hills. And I would say Rolling Hills and Waverly are two of the most active locations that I've been to so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And we're off to where now?
Actually, while we're on that, I just want to mention a lot of these old prisons throughout the United States are open for Halloween also. They're mm-hmm. putting on haunted houses. The Ohio State Reformatory is doing one, and that's a cool prison. It's where the Shawshank Redemption was filmed.
Right.
And I guess Alcatraz doesn't really have a haunted house, but I think they say sometimes the overnight tours, the guards will kind of take you into rooms they wouldn't normally do on the, you know, the regular tours, I guess, like the hospital, the cafeteria. I don't know. I know you just went to Alcatraz, so I don't know if you got to see those. But
yeah, actually, we got to spend the night in Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And that was just totally a trip to be a part of there. It was beautiful.
And then Eastern State Penitentiary, which you just mentioned, in Philadelphia has a haunted house. And that's, you know, Eastern State, for anyone that doesn't know, is supposed to be really haunted. Also, West Virginia State Penitentiary in Moundsville is supposed to be really haunted, too. But anyway, those should be fun. If anybody has time to go to any of those, I'd go if I live near any of them. anyway, I just wanted to mention this. An Australian psychic, I know you know who she is, Blossom Goodchild.
Right.
She, because this is 2 days away, she claims that the spirit of an Indian chief has told her that on October 14th, so that's Tuesday night, a spacecraft will hover over Alabama for 72 hours. Now, she says that the ship will be available for videos and photos, but it will not make any further contact than that. But so we'll see, I guess, October 14th.
Wow, yeah, so that's supposed to take place. Wow, that's tomorrow.
No, it's Tuesday.
No, Tuesday.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
Tuesday, Alabama. They must have heard about the party that I'm throwing for my birthday.
Yeah, that's
and they're just coming to check out Mentone Inn.
Yeah.
And again, they don't even have to do that. If they wanted, all they had to do was call 800-455-7470. Again, that's 800-455-7470. So they could spend my birthday with me.
Funny enough, the UFO has a birthday present for Dave, and the initials are anal and probe.
Oh, jeez. Not again.
Well, yeah.
All right. Do we have any more stories for this evening, Bree?
We do.
All right.
Okay. Actually, this one, let's see. There's a research group. I had never heard of this, but I guess there's a missing B-52 bomber that crashed in Pittsburgh, like, in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, a research group has gone back. It's in this river, Monongahela River. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Hey, Monongahela.
Hi.
It crashed in 1956 in the river. I guess they were running out of gas, and the pilot decided to ditch the plane in the river. And six guys were on the plane, and four of them, nobody died when the plane actually crashed, but, you know, I guess four of them lived and two of them drowned. And the plane sunk, and I guess right after it happened, there was a huge search for the wreckage. They, you know, the Coast Guard, they dragged the river. At one point, I guess they found a wing of the plane, but it kind of slipped away from them and went back under the water. And the wreckage has still never been found. And this group has been researching this since, like, 1994, and they're going back to search the water again this week. I guess it was actually this weekend. They should be done today. But they have a lot of new technology to use, like these sonar things that it's kind of, they can see the bottom of the river. And they also use something that helps them locate any metal objects. So, but it's, you know, it's been a long time mystery, and a lot of people think it's some kind of government cover-up or that there was, like, secret cargo on the plane. I don't know. So I just thought that was interesting.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Bree, thank you again for bringing us some of the cool, weird news from around the United States. We'll have you back on again next week.
Okay.
Where we're going to be talking about this, and you're going to be joining us for the live Halloween party, right?
I am. I can't wait.
We're going to be out at the Halloween party, and you get a chance to meet with Bree and Tim, myself, Susan, Nicole, Adrian. And then that Saturday night, you're going to be live in studio doing national news with us, right?
Sunday. Yeah.
No, Saturday. We're moving you Saturday because Adrian's going to be in the flight on his way back home.
Oh, okay. Well,
See, now you're learning. Maybe what we should do, Tim, is I think we should make her report on international news that night.
Adrian seems like he has more American stories. Adrian sends me so many stories.
Good deal.
I love it.
Can you do a British accent, Bree?
What'd you say?
Can you do a British accent?
I could try.
Good. All right, good. Work on that. You have a couple weeks. Hey, guys, stay tuned. We're going to be back with Alien Secrets. We're going to be talking about how to film UFOs and talking about alien-human hybrids. You get all that and more right here on Darkness Radio.